well. Honored friends, we're pleased this punch you could attend.
We hope that what you see from us is nothing short of miraculous.
But first, we'd like to emphasize the very high degree
to which the source materials reflect reality.
This show is based on a true story, based on a true story. Anything we do, every bit of it is true. Based on a true story.
I don't know about true. It's not to say that these events will never challenge credulence.
Some elements they may appear to stretch the use of truth and make it unclear.
But though the odds of these things happening aren't the most likely,
reveal that they're within the bounds of possibility.
So, what we're saying is, this show is based on a plausible story. Anything we do
has a chance of being true,
'cause it's based on a plausible story.
On second thought, some things may follow the realm of metaphorical.
Archetypes of larger truth to help us teach our tender youth.
So far things have occurred.
So really, this show is based on a partly true, partly allegorical story. Based on a partly true, partly allegorical story. Some things that we do are metaphorically true. 'Cause it's based on a partly true, partly allegorical story. Correlation to real events is just by pure coincidence.
Everything you see reflects a large amount of bull.
We feel that this represents the source material. This show is based on a story.
This is what they're for. Latter-day Prophet.
Jared, go berry, banana, banana, go berry, be my mulberry, Jared.
good things, but no matter what, it's always Jared, Jared, Jared! Oh, I wish I had a better name like Kanye. I wish I had a better name like Steve. I wish I had a better name like Paul H. Dunn. The name of a man that people can really believe. Oh, I wish I had a better name like Heimer. I wish I had a better name like Zelf. Oh, I wish I had a better name like Adolf, Osama, or Brigham. I wish I had a name like Jared for myself. Oh, I wish I had a name like Jared for myself. Oh, I can't keep holding on to this resentment about my name. I know what I need to do. I need to call upon the Lord.
Benedict Cumberbatch. chamber.
Hey, well, what do you want me to do?
Ask the big daddy for some pants. You know he loves nerds.
Oh, all right, okay. Heavenly Father, are you there? It's me, Mahamrat Oriyankumar.
Who's the what now?
Jared's brother.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what a cool guy, Jared. Tell him hi for me. Anyway, how's it going? Looks like things are really going off the rails down there.
Well, it's just, we were wondering if we could get a pass on that language swap thing. It's really freaking out Carl.
Why did they spell color with a U?
Yeah, totally. I mean, you're highly favored, so you got it. Done.
I don't feel any different.
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to make noise or something? Okay. You are now shielded from the wrath of all.
All right.
Hey, it was like no problem. By the way, if you really want to blow that Carl guy's mind, tell him that the British call underwear pants.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
got your wish. Oh, every day and every night, you won't worry, it'll be alright. Cause it's tight, 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 like onto a dish. Yeah. It's tennis, my friends, right here. I say tennis right here in this bar with a capital T, and that rhymes with a D, and that stands for dish. Oh, well, it's tight. Oh, yes, it's tight. Yes, it's tight, 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 like onto a dish. And this is one of the tightest barges you have ever seen.
Yes.
Sir, would you say that that barge is tight like onto a basketball? No, sir, that's right. Would you say that that barge right there is tight like into a box of kitty litter? No, sir, that's right. Man, would you say that barge is tight like, oh, I don't know, onto a dish? Yes, indeed! One, two, three, four. Tight, tight, one with a dish. 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 You don't want to be sleeping naked, get the face by a fish. It's tight, tight, one with a dish. So tight, tight, one with a dish. Tighter than the tiles on some fancy brownie. Tighter than the budget for a young woman's outing.
And prepared to set sail to the barges the following Tuesday, the tightness of which has already been well established. They began to be exceedingly troubled about how they would be fit, and so they went up to consult with the Lord for a solution.
Lord, are you there? It's Muhammad. It's the brother of Jared.
Yes, Lord here.
Are you sure? Are you there?
Yes.
Doesn't sound like God.
You know what? There's three of us. You know, I don't want to go into it right now. Okay, so there's three of us. We do a similar thing, but it's different. It's like the Beatles, but three. Just don't worry about it.
Okay. So, you know, we were worried about how light the barge is, right? So we could sail off tomorrow. And, we came up with this, I think the solution. So I took these rocks and I turned them into other rocks. And I thought, we would bring them up here. First I put them in the sack. I call it my stone sack. And we thought maybe, because you're all powerful and stuff, you could, touch them, with your finger or, and grab them and maybe rub them around a little bit, and they would light up and we could have light.
Okay, so let me explain. Your solution to not having light in the barges was to make rocks out of other rocks and have me touch your stone sack. Is that right?
Yeah, that's basically it.
epistemological mess. I mean, take power languages, for instance. I mean, it's too many continents in the entire field of comparative linguistics. That is, you can trace the lineage of dozens, if not hundreds, of linguistic families for thousands of years. For you to ask that all the world's languages came about in one time, in one place, out of thin air. Or double supplement. It wasn't so building submarines rubbish. If God's going to make the wind blow, why not build a traditional vessel for sale? Why not build a submersible vessel at all? If God's going to be dispatching favorable weather patterns. What are you doing there?
Hi, I'm a Roman. And I know there will be a lot of people like you who think that the story that Jared writes is actually impossible, but he's the story that I'm writing can be historically accurate, but that's not true at all. Let me explain. First, let's talk about all linguistics. Now I admit it's a little hard to defend the idea that all languages ever came from single source simultaneously because God's bad at building, but that's only if you have the narrow, rigid, myopic, stupid, uneducated, unnuanced, dumb idiot view. The fact is, it doesn't say that we're going to either explicitly that all languages ever came from the Tower of Babel. Why did you even get that idea? Nuance, people! Nuance! The fact is, they probably came from a small, localized area like the Nephite state. And the second, the word simply used is confound. The derivative is not confound. And I know that we generally think of the word confound as being a synonym for things like confusion, but there's another use of the word that's like intermingling, so this may not be about language at all. It may be about God trying to just chosen people separate from the non-chosen people, just like he did with us, just like he did with us when he turned away my skin to our beautiful. It's a lovely complexion. I'm jealous, so not racist. Anyway, it turns out the descriptions of Jared Bartish are actually quite similar to descriptions of Noah's Ark and non-literal sources, which means that Joseph Smith, the guy who can be translating this thing, using the place that I gave myself carpal tunnel to write! He was watching the Talmud about the ark being lit with shiny stones. So this just goes to show. This just goes to show that God uses the same method for the Jaredites as he did for the people of Noah, and it indicates that this is a really real story that really took place in reality. And sure, it might seem a little counterintuitive, but I'm arguing for the possibility of the Jaredites by invoking the story of another biblical story that's even harder to believe, like what I was trying to argue that Iron Man's arc reactor existed in the real world because it draws from the same power source like the Infinity Stones, but God's these are higher than Iron Man, so what are you going to do?
live a life that sucks. Our accommodations aren't deluxe. Let's poop around and kick a breeze in a wooden submarine. Everybody,
we all live in.
Jared!